Brady Papinga has some unusual swelling in his leg, but his range of motion, everything is fine. So they're just being safe with him. He will see Dr. McKenzie again in the morning, and his practice participation will be determined then. So I really don't know if he's going to be able to go or not. If you talk to Brady, he'd tell you he's ready to go. Feel better. I thought Jordy looked good today. He took some returns, and so I think he'll definitely have an opportunity to be up this week. Mark feels good. Just like any time a player comes back off an injury, the last hurdle is clearance from the medical staff. So he'll see Dr. McKenzie again in the morning. Had a chance to visit with Mark before his workout down on the field in the Hudson Center. You know, he feels really good about it. The swelling and so forth. Obviously, he has history here and has history with knee injuries. So I think he's pretty much in tune with his body. So a long shot this week, but I think he'd definitely be ready next week. I think he's made steady progress from the day he got back on the field. You could always see the instincts, his athletic ability. He's been productive on the special teams. I feel like he's improved with every opportunity he's been given there, and now he potentially has a big opportunity for this week's game. So he's getting better by the day. He's just like a number of our younger players. He will benefit from the opportunity of live game experience. I would say that's potentially accurate. With you guys, we're trying to keep my competitive advantage, but we're preparing for both those guys. Yes. It's a five step or three step, but it really depends on how they, where Dr. John Gray, ranks them or rates them. So there's, they have the preliminary test that they take. So until he completes that process, he will not be on the football field. So he's further away, than you might think. But we're always going to err on the high side with our players. I think we've done that in Ted's time here and my time here. So until he completes that, the different tests, there's a point where he wants to get back on the practice field. He hasn't worked out in the weight room yet, so that tells you where he is. Well, we all understand the priority of player safety. And once again, that is at the forefront of all these medical decisions. But it's also the game of football. I mean, when you're dealing with head injuries, it's hard to decipher sometimes. I mean, did you get dinged or do you have a concussion? I mean, there's lines in everything in life, and no different with levels of injuries. So I just felt that, when Aaron got to that point, and he, first I heard Kevin Green stating that he wasn't right, and then Pepper checked him out, and we pulled him right out of the game. So, there's really no reason to try to place blame, because it wasn't clear, obviously, when it was evident, he was removed from the game.
No, you guys have no way of knowing unless they
clearly, yes.